This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Grief, suicide, and depression, difficult topics to tackle on the stage, and even harder to imagine working humor and whimsy into the mix. But in the new play Jump, playwright Charlie Yvonne Simpson draws on her background in social work to create characters that are honest and even funny in the midst of their grief. The play centers on Faye, an African-American woman who meets a man considering suicide as she walks along a bridge. At home, Faye's family is also struggling with loss. A little theatrical magic is woven in the story in unexpected ways. Faye's surroundings seem to change based on how she is feeling. Charlie Yvonne Simpson is the writer behind Jump, and she joins us now. Charlie, welcome. Good to have you here.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Also with us, Whitney White, director of Playmakers production of Jump. Welcome, Whitney.
Hi. So happy to be here.
Good to have you, and Adam Poole, who plays the character Hopkins, and April May Davis, who is Faye. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Charlie, talk about this. In fact, set it up for us. Will you set up the play for us and give us a sense of where this play starts and where it's going?
The play begins... we actually begin the play with Faye alone, and we see her on the bridge, and we sort of see this sort of these magical elements happening, and it kind of introduces us to the world of the play, where we're going to see some realistic elements with some magical elements, and then we're thrust into the story, where we go into meeting Faye's family, and then meeting Hopkins, who she meets on the bridge.
Tell us more about this. It's a play that centers on suicidal ideation, but it is a very human way in which we all manage very difficult topics. And so there's a bit of humor, fantasy, and of course, these questions of grief and despair.
Yes.
Where did these ideas come to you? Has this always been an idea for a play for you?
No. This play was inspired or... the inkling of it was born when I read an article in The New Yorker called Jumpers by Tad Friend. It's an older article. And I happened to read it a few years ago and was sort of fascinated about it. It talks about the Golden Gate Bridge. It talks about people who have jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and sort of the whole community aspect there. And I was fascinated by reading these stories. And I think that planted a seed. And a few years later, I had a play with two characters named Faye and Hopkins who did not work in that play. And I was like, oh, but I love them. I love the way that they talk to each other. And I had a week in an artist residency, and I sat down, and I had this article open, and I had these characters.
Wow.
And 5 days later, I had most of the play.
That is fascinating. You've got these orphan characters, and then this other idea that comes to you from this sense of just curiosity.
Yes.
About.
Mm-hmm.
And that article, too, I mean, in a sense, it was revealing when we think about suicide and people who are commit suicide or attempt it, we sort of think about the despair and loneliness, which is certainly a part of it. But it was the connections that they were feeling, I think, that this article talked about. Connection to the place, connection to the other people, which was interesting. Was that something that you wanted then to work into the play?
I think so. I think subconsciously. I think also I was in school for social work when I decided that actually playwriting was what I needed to be doing. But I, did a few trainings on depression and suicide, and what always struck me as the thing that I couldn't get out of my mind was this idea that you're really looking, when you're looking for someone who needs help immediately, you're really looking for someone who is feeling hopeless, this sense of hopelessness. And to me, one of the key aspects of hopelessness is this lack of connection, either to the world today, to people, to family. And so I think in the play, that's sort of where that comes in, of like, who can we connect to, what can we connect to?
Whitney, you're directing this play. Talk about your connection with it and what drew you to this play.
Well, the first thing that drew me to it when I was reading it, because when you're directing, you read a lot of plays, and so you really start to hone what jumps out at you. And the first thing that really connected with me in a visceral and honest way was the manner by which Charlie makes this main character's kind of emotional development and experience of the world manifests in a theatrical manner. So many things that you and I may experience in times of crisis or grief, it may feel like the world is turned on its head. It may feel like nothing looks the same anymore. And Charlie really honors that and makes the whole world kind of shift and change, and phenomena will manifest themselves to kind of reiterate that internal feeling of, oh God, am I okay? Did I see that? Things are weird. And the way that Charlie Charlie kind of mapped that out in this hour and a half long journey felt so honest to me, yet theatrically really alive.
Yeah, that becomes, that's the great challenge in any art, right? There's an idea that strikes you emotionally, even intellectually, and it's all happening at once. But you really need to put that thing on the ground.
Yeah.
It needs to move. There needs to be. How did you work together on this? Obviously, this is always fascinating for me, is that now you've got a director who's taking your idea, Charlie, and saying, I see how you've done it, brought it to the ground, but you actually, as the director, have to make it manifest.
Yeah.
And you've wanted to work with Charlie for a long time.
I have. I have been doing a little bit of stalking. She's a very, she's a wonderful human being and a very generous artist. And we had had these collisions in the city. We both live in New York. And I had read two of her plays. And it was kind of one of those very lucky things that happen. I had read her play. And then also I knew the artistic director at Playmakers. And she also sent me the play. So it kind of came from two ends. And I'm like, well, this needs to happen.
It does. And it will. We'll get a preview right here. April May, maybe I could ask you to introduce your character, Faye, for us. Tell us more about Faye.
Sure. I describe Faye as a little rough around the edges. She's going through a lot of things during this journey. And I think she's just kind of thrown into a lot of things in this world. But she handles it with strength in a lot of different ways. So. Yeah, that's right.
And there she is walking along the bridge, which is that the locus, right? I mean, that's the quintessence, that's the place. She has other things on her mind, and then she meets Hopkins. Adam, maybe you can tell us about Hopkins.
Yes, Hopkins is a character she meets on the bridge, and is a grad student right now that he really can't find his feet in the world, and he's got a very dark sense of humor, and has also this sense of isolation and hopelessness, and need for connection, a desperate need for a connection that he doesn't know how to get, but he sees in Faye when they first meet. And his journey throughout that is significant and a dark one, but it's something that he is desperately trying to find.
Maybe you can
why are we here?
Give us a little taste right now. Would you do a scene for us?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know what to say to you right now.
You could say nothing. Are you a serial killer?
No.
My sister, she has my location. We, like, share our locations with
what?
Each other. She can see where I am all the time. She can, on her phone. It's a thing.
Not if you lose your phone. Okay, I realize that's a little sketchy thing to say.
Yeah?
Look, I'm not a serial killer. I'm just a guy on a bridge. I'm a guy who likes to walk the bridge.
Okay.
Look, if I'm sketching you out, I can leave.
No, no, sorry. It's okay.
Have a nice night.
Huh?
Night. Nice. Have one.
Oh, thanks.
So I'll see you around?
Here?
Yeah.
Actors April May Davis and Adam Poole performing a scene from the upcoming Playmakers repertory production, Jump. Also with us, playwright Charlie Yvonne Simpson and director Whitney White. Jump is on stage from January 23rd to February 10th at the Joan H. Gilling Center for Dramatic Art in Chapel Hill. So we get the scene and we get the relationship, and we can hear some of that dark, as you say, sardonic humor. The characters, you talked about Faye and Hopkins being around for a while. Where were they before they were resident in this play?
They were in this other play that I don't even really know what it was about. And they were like kind of failing couple. but the humor and the sort of the banter that you begin to hear in that scene we just heard, that was there. And there was something about the fact that I had these two sort of pictures in my head of who these people were that made me, you know, made me remember them and made me, like, the name stayed the same, like, they're the same people, it's just them in a different iteration.
It's fascinating because, again, when you think about suicide, as we've said a number of times already, it is the lack of connection, right, that sense of hopelessness. and not being connected, that mm-hmm. that is sort of central. That's what characterizes it. You start with the relationship.
Yeah.
There is a relationship there. Did you have to work yourself out of that bind? I mean, they have a relationship. This is the problem for the suicide. it seems to be a fascinating place to start.
Yeah, I mean, I was interested in, especially in the case of Hopkins, of someone who feels that lack of connection, but so wants it. And so not that he's going to the bridge to go looking for it. I don't think he expects to find it. But I think that, you know, even after their first interaction, that little spark, whatever it is, you know, that was enough to kind of keep him going. And I think that as a playwright in this play, I am interested in the ways that we push certain connections away. We bring other connections into being, and that fine line of like, is this the connection that's going to provide me with enough energy to get through mm-hmm. this day or not?
And Faye is also a big part, and there's a backstory that is developed mm-hmm. as part of this play as well. So tell us more about Faye as the play develops.
You know, we meet Faye, and as April May said, you know, she's a little rough around the edges. And in many ways, Faye, you know, appears to be the sort of person that you would kind of want to watch. You would want to watch them, make sure they were okay, make sure they weren't feeling these, you know, having these ideas of suicide. And you sort of see her struggling with that role, and whether or not she accepts it or whether or not it feels right, and how that how she then fits into her family and how she fits into this relationship with Hopkins. And you really do begin to sort of see that as the play progresses.
The struggles with her own family are an
yes.
important part of
mm-hmm.
this. I wonder if I could ask April May and Adam to perform another scene for us, would you?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. You should be careful. Oh, sorry.
You scared me.
Yeah, sorry. You should be careful. You don't want to drop your phone over the edge.
Right. This is getting to be a thing.
Hey, it's not my fault you're here all the time.
It's not my fault you keep interrupting my bridge time.
Hey, this was my bridge time before you. You just started showing up last week.
I've been coming here my whole life.
Every week?
No.
Well.
Sometimes in your life, you have to walk the bridge. And sometimes you don't.
Yeah. I get that. So, are you at a time of your life where you have to walk the bridge?
I guess.
I'm just making small talk.
I thought we decided we weren't good at that.
Wait, we decided that?
We should have. Ugh. Are you from here?
I thought we weren't going to do the
whole small
talk.
Listen, answer or don't. You aren't doing me any favors.
No, not originally.
So, this bridge is like new to you.
That's kind of a weird way of thinking
about
it.
No, no. This is my bridge. Like, I grew up with it. I came here as a kid. It's my bridge. Maybe you have a bridge somewhere that's your bridge. Maybe this is your substitute bridge.
There's not many bridges where I'm from. So this is as close to a bridge that is mine that I'm going to get.
April May Davis and Adam Poole performing a scene from the upcoming Playmakers repertory production of Jump. Also with us, the playwright, Charlie Yvonne Simpson, and director, Whitney White. Jump's on stage January 23rd to February 10th at Playmakers, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Whitney, there's a bit of stagecraft that goes with this,
mm-hmm.
because in a lot of ways we're exploring sort of the perceptions of loneliness, the perceptions of, I mean, that's sort of what we're dealing with as humans,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not what's happening, it's how we see it. And you have to do that through stagecraft. Tell
mm-hmm.
us about that.
Well, I think what is a fabulous challenge to the piece is that it is dealing with intimacy and loneliness and isolation. But at the same time, the text and the language has to jump out at us somehow. So how do we have these characters that are very separated and desperately trying to connect? How do we kind of expand the radius of that so that 500 people in the theater can feel it and smell it and touch it and look at it from many different angles? We are working in a very deep thrust theater. So there are things that you do have to manipulate, and there's a lot of physical work that we were doing, and I'm very interested in physical work and how you can kind of expand a gesture so that everybody can understand what it is. You know, we're not on a TV screen. Mm-hmm. So the lift of an eyebrow is just not going to do the same thing. So how do you channel all of your feeling through all of your body? That's a lot of the work that we've been doing.
So talk more about that. How do you do that and not end up being, you know, sort of Lionel Barrymore?
Well, that's funny. I love that reference. I love you. I think that, you know, everybody is different. And three of my actors, they're so brilliant. They're in the master's acting training here. But still, even though they're united through this kind of education system, they're each different. So it's always a process. How can we get everyone speaking through their body in their own way? So I like to do a series of warm-ups. I like to have the actors lead each other in warm-ups so that they get used to being in charge of each other in a way, and like me not fussing with them. It's kind of a tactic I use to get them moving. Now you guys know they're sitting here. I feel like there were so many days. There's so many days they're looking at me like, why are we? And I'm like, just do it, just do it. So just get them moving as much as possible, as soon as possible. Just sitting around a table can only do so much. And you got to get up right away and looking at the full body in space.
It's all I ever do. Yeah. I just sit around this table and I only
You've gotta get up.
I only That's move true. My mouth. I don't even raise my eyebrow.
You have to
That's all I do.
You have to think on your feet. I mean, that's actually the trick of theater, right? You have to think on your feet. I mean, we're trying to make a petri dish, right? And I'm putting in all these bacteria and organisms because I'm trying to make a little bug that will like live on its own with like lots of different legs and crawl around and move around without me poking at it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Great imagery. I mean, that's really Well, let me ask you, both actors here, April May, I'll start with you. If you learned anything just in taking on this particular role, how it has or has not expanded you and changed you as an actor?
Oh, definitely. I will go straight to the physical work. I never knew as an actress how much I didn't express with my body. I could hear a lot of the things I was doing within my voice and with my facial expressions. But with the body, I did really feel that I can make these things a lot bigger. So.
That's interesting. Adam, you know, and I will, as perhaps digital natives, both of you, just what I'm looking at, you know, you're brought into a world where there's a lot of small screen media that you're taking in. So this, I mean, it's fascinating to think about actors in the 21st century having to sort of really perform for an actual live audience living and breathing in front of you.
That's a constant struggle, but something we're very much aware of and very much bringing that to all of the work. And even Hopkins in the scene as like starts out looking at his phone, he's very isolated. And so he is one of those people that just like focuses in on himself and on his phone, and then bringing it out and really opening everything up and expanding that and finding connection in an expansive way is going to absolutely catapult this piece.
Well, Charlie, what about you as the playwright now? You've seen it. It's been performed before.
It's been like we've had workshop productions. This is the first full-on professional production.
It's a world
exciting.
Premiere.
It is.
World premiere at Playmakers. Tell me about what it's done for you in terms of your understanding of your own play.
Oh, and watching them work on it?
Yeah.
It's been fascinating. I mean, I've been very lucky to sort of have different readings and different groups of people take on the roles, but ultimately it's for a really short period of time. And so I was able to come for the first 8 days of rehearsal and to be in the room as, you know, they were beginning to discover these characters. And, you know, they're things that I've written in the script that may connect to something, and maybe subconsciously I meant it to connect, but it doesn't make sense until you hearing it and the actors are asking questions and they're beginning to stand up and they're beginning to do something. And you're like, oh, like that's actually what this scene is about. Or actually, this is what I'm trying to say with that line. As a playwright, I believe that I create sort of the container, the foundation. You know, a play comes alive when you have actors, when you have a director, when you have designers. And so I will not fully learn what the play is until really tonight, because I got in today. So I'm excited to see where the play is now.
Even more when there are live bodies watching it.
Exactly, right? Which I'm super excited for.
Charlie Yvonne Simpson is the playwright of Jump. Whitney White directs the Playmakers repertory performance of that play. April May Davis is in the role of Faye. Adam Poole, the role of Hopkins. Jump on stage from January 23rd to February 10th at Joan H. Gilling Center for Dramatic Art in Chapel Hill. Thank you all for being on the program.
Thank you.
You can find out more about this production at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a new book of architectural drawing teaches us to see the world around us in much more detail and in much more interesting ways. Stay tuned.